So let's go ahead and call this City of Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting for October 12th, 2022 to order. And we acknowledge that we're holding, I can actually say this now and know that I'm here with other people, holding this on the traditional and ancestral lands of the Puyallup tribes of Indians tonight. We will do our roll call now, and I'm gonna start with commissioners on the screen here so I can see the order that's presented to me. Commissioners Helsendegger, Morgan Ront, Williams, Slessor, and Daggers. Checking the thing, making sure that. And in the room, we have commissioners Haid, Bartoy, and Zeno. And that makes a quorum. We have an excusal from Commissioner Mortensen and Commissioner Hart. Yes. So two excusals. Okay. Was there public comment that was received?
I do not believe we've received any public comment for this meeting.
No? Okay. Great. So moving forward with the consent agenda, is there any additions to the consent agenda? And I should say commissioners who are online, we can continue with the hand raise thing, and commissioners next to me can slap me if I miss your hand and make sure that happens. So are there any additions to the consent agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection with moving forward with the consent agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing no objection, the consent agenda is accepted. And there's our excusal of absences. So as I said, Commissioners Mortensen and Hart have excusal this evening. We have no minutes to approve. And we did have no administrative reviews since the last time we met. All right. Moving on to item 5, and I'm going to ring the bell here again and call our public hearing to order. This is for a nomination to the Tacoma Register of Historic Places for 720 6th Avenue. And I believe we have a staff report from Ms. Rooney this evening.
Yes. All right, some general procedural notes. The Landmarks Preservation Commission will hear public comments today regarding nominations to the Tacoma Register of Historic Places. Tacoma Register listing follows procedures defined in 13.07.050 and consists of a minimum of two separate commission meetings. The initial meeting determines whether the property meets the threshold criteria in the ordinance for age and integrity. If the commission finds that the age and integrity standards are met, then the commission may move to have the nomination scheduled for a public hearing and comment period, at which the public may enter comments into the record for consideration. Following the comment period, the commission may deliberate on the nomination for up to 45 days before recommending to City Council listing on the register or denying the nomination. The purpose of this hearing is to hear public comment regarding the above proposal. For the Tacoma Register nominations, the commission will use any public comment received to assist in developing its recommendations to City Council. So moving on to agenda item 5A, the Verges Apartments, now known as the Wright Park Condos, is an eclectic revival style apartment building constructed in 1925. The building is representative of the period of change and growth in Tacoma, where masonry apartment buildings began to replace earlier wood frame single family dwellings. The apartment boom was driven by increasing demand for urban density by private investors and by shifts in demographics. The building sits directly adjacent to the Hobnob Restaurant, which is already listed on the Tacoma Register. Both buildings were constructed the same year by the same developer, William Verges. The nominated building retains many of its original features on both the exterior and interior. The nomination includes the principal structure and was drafted and submitted by the Owners Association. So prior action on September 14th, 2022, the Landmarks Commission found that the property appeared to meet the threshold criteria for designation in the ordinance and voted to schedule the nomination for a hearing. And the purpose of this hearing is to receive public comment on the proposed nomination. Three main effects of the nomination. First is that future changes to the exterior will require approval of the Landmarks Preservation Commission prior to those changes being made to ensure historical and architectural appropriateness. Second is that unnecessary demolition of properties listed on the Tacoma Register of Historic Places is strongly discouraged by municipal code and requires approval of the Landmarks Preservation Commission. And finally, that future renovations of listed on the National Register of Historic Places may qualify for the special tax valuation property tax incentive. So the property is nominated under the following criteria. First, criterion A, as it is representative of the shifts in multifamily housing options in Tacoma in the early 20th century. Criterion C, it is an example of eclectic revival style and of 1920s era masonry apartment buildings. Criterion E, as an adjacent and historically related property to 712 to 715 6th Avenue, which is the Hobnob restaurant, built at the same time by the same developer. And also its proximity to the boundary of the Tacoma Register and National Register listed Wright Park. And finally, criterion F, as the building occupies a prominent corner and has been a familiar visual feature for visitors to Wright Park since 1925. Our analysis is that at 97 years old, the property meets the age threshold criterion. It retains a high degree of overall integrity. It showcases a fine example of early 20th century masonry apartment buildings in Tacoma. It is adjacent to a register listed 712 to 716 6th Avenue, and it is a familiar visual feature across from Wright Park since 1925. So, recommendation. The commission may recommend designation to the city council, deny the nomination, or defer if additional information is needed. Based upon the criteria listed in TMC 13.07.040, staff recommends that the nomination be forwarded to City Council with a recommendation for designation. And then below in the packet are three different sample motions. The first is to recommend designation, the second is to deny designation, and the third is to defer the designation.
Great, thank you. And I'd like to note that Commissioner Sullivan, now I can say this after 2 years, has entered the building. Commissioner Sullivan is here. Welcome. And then I guess we have Mr. Santa. Can I ask you to step forward if you want to say some remarks?
Thank you. So Brett Santoff, a board member of Red Park Condos and resident and owner of one of the units. I offer the nomination with support of our board and our association. Please consider the cover letter we included with the nomination as part of our testimony for this public hearing as well. Our building is one that is nearing its centennial. That means that we have a lot of reasons to be proud of our building. It also means that we have a building of a certain age that needs some major improvements. Of those, we have building systems like plumbing that we are looking to address, repair, replace, as well as a need to have a new roof on our building. So we recognize that the centennial was an opportunity to celebrate, as well as an opportunity for us to look to be better students. And so we're putting forward this nomination to celebrate the building, as well as hopefully to offer that opportunity to special tax evaluations as part of these projects. So we've had good conversations in our community about what it means to be a landmark, talking with our neighbors about impediments or potential drawbacks that might be part of this listing. By and large, I believe we have overwhelming support for this nomination. So we thank you for your consideration and
great. Thank you so much, and thank you for putting us forward. Let us see if we have any. Is there anyone here or anyone on the list? I guess. Let me see. You want to grab the list? Oh, thank you, Nathan. Were commissioners able to hear on the? Yes, I see a nod from Commissioner Williams. I should say, be able to hear Mr. Santoff, not. Okay. Excellent. Okay, well, Mr. Santoff, you're the only one on the signing sheet this evening. So would you like to say anything else?
No, and I Don't know if we had any other community members who would go walk out online. Is there
I'm going to check this. We are. So there's no one in the room. Is there anyone in the room that was wanting to give public comments? No. Okay. So let me go
Chair
to. Partway? Yes.
There is one attendee. No.
Yes. Attendees. Alexa Herman. Ms. Herman, if you're here to, or on the computer to give testimony for the public hearing, can you raise your hand? Is that possible? I'm not sure we've lost our IT support at the moment.
Yeah, I speak for Alexa in the way that she
is an
owner and resident from the building.
Oh, well, I
don't know. Promoters.
Give me promoters?
Yeah, thank you.
Can I do that?
To,
if you can, I can do it.
Okay. We're going to just hang on one second, Ms. Herman. We're going to promote you so you can give testimony with the IT wizardry from Ms. Johnson.
Yes, she should be
on the. Oh, she is muted, I see. It looks like mute's up.
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Perfect. Thank you, Ms. Herman. Please, the floor is yours. Apologize. Okay.
Well, I didn't plan on sharing today, but I do think that this is, as Brett shared, an amazing opportunity. I'm new to the property. I bought the place, I should say, in June, and I think that I knew that this was an opportunity, and I thought it was very exciting then. Moving forward, I'm still in full support. I think it would be great, not only for us building members, but for the community. As you guys had seen, we're located right next to the Hobnob, which also has the historical status. I'm in full support of this decision. So thank you.
Great. Thank you for the comment. And with that, I'm going to, I think that's it from the public. So are there any questions from commissioners? Yes, Commissioner Williams.
I just have a quick question for Brett. Brett, do you know how many units are in the building and how many people voted in favor of presenting it for the register of the, you know, total ownership?
Yeah, Jeff, we're not a very big building. There are 20 units overall.
Right.
We have a board that has 5 members, and it's the board that approved submitting the nomination. We shared our plans for nominating the building with the association as a whole back in a special meeting in May, where we were considering a special assessment, which the building approved the special assessment with 100% of those voting in favor. At that time, they were aware of the nomination. And we've had an outreach to all of our neighbors about this nomination and explaining it, the reasons for it, the potential benefits. And although there were some questions and really good questions from our community, I believe everyone that we've spoken to has come on board in supporting this nomination, although I don't have a percentage to give here.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Other questions, commissioners? Hearing none and seeing none, I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Sinclair. And we can move into, I believe we can go ahead and move into commission discussion on nomination and the potential for moving it forward. This evening, if that's okay with commissioners. So is there any discussion on the nomination and moving it forward to council? Hearing none, I'd like to say that I'm very happy to see apartment buildings like this getting put forward. I lived in Seattle for a number of years and saw many of the old apartment of these vintage being demolished all over. And I think it really shows a very unique part of our history and a reminder that we had density before in the city as well. So I really appreciate you bringing forward this nomination. I think it's a important to save these old apartment buildings in Tacoma that are really they're beautiful, but they're also a testament to that part of our history. So thank you. Any other comments? Yes.
I agree with what Chair Bartoy just said, and I'm not a voting member. I'm the North Slope Historic District member, and so I don't have a vote on this, but the North Slope includes a lot of buildings like this, and they are protected because they're part of the historic district. But I'm really happy to see the individual buildings getting listed that or seeking to be listed that are not already part of historic district, and that gives them the protection that they need and preserves an important part of our history, in addition to preserving the density that, you know, that we want to have in an inner city neighborhood. So thank you for your effort.
Other commissioners? Yes, Commissioner Helsenbecker.
Thank you, Chair. In addition to what other commissioners have said, just want to thank you for the nomination and also for the fact that you would be looking to improve the building and further maintain it with this kind of designation. That's really great to hear that a building like this would be further maintained instead of deteriorating as sometimes we do see. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other commissioners? Going once, going twice.
Chair, it would be appropriate for me to offer a few additional comments.
Well, technically, no.
not solely to our nomination, but to the comments that commissioners.
Oh, made. Certainly.
That being first, thank you for your comments. In the nomination, we included a list of other apartment buildings that are of a similar age to our own. A number of those buildings are buildings that also front Wright Park. And I bring that list to your attention because it shows the potential for other buildings of historic character that should be considered for nomination. And I would encourage the commission to consider some kind of future outreach to see that other buildings like ours do seek designation. Okay.
Thank you.
And that's on page 17, I think, of the nomination section. Okay. In the statement of significance.
Did other commissioners hear that online? Yes. Okay. Excellent. So given that we've heard public comment, commissioners were able to hear that, commissioners were able to ask questions and provide comments. Is there a motion to be entertained before the commission this evening? Commissioner Williams.
I'm ready. I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission recommend to City Council that 720 6th Avenue Verges Apartments be included on the Tacoma Register for Historic Places, including the following elements. And that was criteria A, C, E, and F. Finding that it does meet those criteria.
Thank you, Commissioner Williams. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Commissioner Sullivan. Sorry, beat Commissioner Hilsendegger to the punch here. Yeah. Be in person, I guess, to get that second in. Okay, there's a motion before the commission that has been seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion before the commission? Hearing no discussion, we will go to a vote. Commissioners in the room, I feel, I guess we can raise our real hands. Commissioners online can raise their hands. So, oh, see, now you think I'm going to say aye for the first part. So I see that we've jumped the gun, but yes, okay. Commissioners in favor of the motion before the commission, please raise your hands. We have Commissioners Morgan Roth, Hilsenbecker, Williams, Slessor, Sullivan, Zeno, and Bartoy voting in favor. That means that's all the commissioners, voting commissioners this evening. So there are no abstentions and no nays, and the motion passes, and this nomination will go to City Council. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And so we'll be in touch when we have a council day. Thank you.
Great. Awesome.
I'll stick them out. Okay.
Okay. So I think we are good now to move on to item 6. We have a design review for 1220 North I Street. And we have Ms. Johnson, I believe, with a staff report.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. This is for 1220 North I Street. Background is that built in 1889, this house is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. This is a design review for a proposed installment of rooftop solar panels. The front elevation faces north. The house is capped by a front gable roof. The applicant proposes to install 20 solar panels to the roof on both the east and west facing slopes from the front to the rear of the house. As proposed, the panels are arranged without obscuring the ridge lines. The panels would be partially visible from the right of it. The standards that apply here from the North Slope Historic District guideline are under roofs and roof shapes, number two, rooftop additions should be sensitively located. Additions that affect roof appearance may include the addition of elements such as dormers, skylights, and chimneys. Additions are not discouraged, but should seek to minimize the visual impact of the overall roof form as follows. Roof-mounted solar equipment should be located in a manner that reduces its visual impact to the extent practicable. Solar installations should not obscure character-defining architectural features, and installations on the primary facade are discouraged. To be appropriate for the historic district, solar installations should balance performance with architectural compatibility. Solar installations on homes with the primary facade facing south, southeast, or southwest may require installation on a visible facade to be effective. Such installations should be located in a manner that does not exceed the ridge height, and conduits installation hardware should be designed to blend in with the existing colors of the roof and walls of the home. Our analysis, the property is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District Special Review District, and as such is subject to review by the Landmarks Preservation Commission pursuant to TNC 13.05.047 for exterior modifications. Number two, the primary facade of this house faces north. Number three, the proposed roof-mounted solar panels are located on the west and east facing the roof slopes. Number four, despite the partial visibility of the proposed panels from the main public right-of-way, these proposed solar panels do not exceed the ridge height, and visibility of conduits and insulation hardware will be minimized. As such, this proposal meets the design guidelines. The action requested, staff recommends approval of the proposed solar panel installation as submitted. And we have a sample motion language for approval and for denial.
Great, thank you, Ms. Johnson. The applicant is Mr. Jenrich.
That's correct, right?
Mr. Jenrich, would you like to say anything? You don't have to, but if you would, if you can come forward. And...
Yeah, I wasn't planning on it, but I'm Tim Jenrich. I'm the resident of 1220 North High Street. I've been a proud resident of Tacoma since 1995, and at least a resident in that that house since 2005. Totally understand the architectural constraints in the area and appreciate it. It's one of the reasons that I love Tacoma and I'm in it, but I do think the proposed plan does minimize any visual impact that might be outside the sort of historical context of the house. So I would be very appreciative if you approve the plans, and then we can get going. So thank you very much for your time.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You may want to stay there just in case commissioners have questions of you, since you're in the room, if that'd be okay. Thank you. So, because the next thing, I'm going to call for any questions or comments from the commission. I'll let the radio. Commissioner Kate.
Thank you for being here. I just had a question. I'm the North Slope representative, probably heard me explain that earlier, and as such I don't have a vote, but I'm here to just kind of represent the interests of the people in the neighborhood, you know, including you and your family. My question was just looking at the picture from the front, it looks like in addition to this a fairly high roof, it looks like you're also quite a ways above the sidewalk. Can you describe, are there a lot of steps up to the house? Is it pretty elevated from the sidewalk?
It is. So you've got the sidewalk sort of where the roses are right there. And then if you go up, there's probably five steps to kind of a plateau, and then there's a rail there. And then you go up, another 3 to 5 steps up to the actual porch, and then you're into the house. Does that help?
Yes. Yeah, just the picture looked like that was the case. I just wanted to, and I walk around the neighborhood, but when I see these pictures, I don't always picture exactly where it's at and what it looks like. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments, questions from the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion to be entertained before the commission this evening? Are there brave commissioners in house? Not averse to waiting here all night for a motion.
The motion, I'm just not sure which guidelines to cite.
We can help you with your, will this be your first motion, Commissioner Sullivan? We can help you with your motion. I don't believe that's allowed.
I heard silence, so I had to fill it.
That's perfect.
I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission find that the design for 1220 North I Street meets the applicable design guidelines and approve the proposed roof-mounted solar panels as submitted.
Perfectly stated for you. Your first motion. Thank you. There's a motion. Is there a second? Oh, this is the hard part, getting a second.
A second.
Oh, there we go. Commissioner Zien with a second in the room here. So we have a motion in front of the commission. Is there any discussion on the motion in front of the commission? Seeing none, hearing none, we'll go ahead with our vote. All those in favor of the motion before the commission, please raise your hands, virtual or real, and or real. Online, we have Commissioner Williams, Morgan Roth, Ilsendegger, and Slusser voting aye. In the room, we have Commissioners Sullivan, Zeno, and Bartoy voting aye. That's all the voting commissioners this evening, so there are no nays and no abstentions. So the motion carries.
Thank you so much. Okay,
thank really you. Excellent. Moving right along. And thank you for coming this evening. Appreciate it. We'll move right along to item number. Cookies. Oh, there's cookies, I should have said. Cookies, if you're going to leave, we do have cookies.
I'm good.
Okay. We should show you those on camera too, commissioners. There's quite a selection. None of them homemade, but there's quite a selection of cookies here this evening. Oh. All right, moving on to item number 7, board business and communication items. The first A, equity committee updates. This is a standing item on the agenda. Do you have any updates? Commissioner Zeno and Sullivan are leading, no? Mr. McKnight?
No, and I just wanted, for now, I'm just keeping this space on the agenda so there is space for it. But I don't have anything additional to report at this time.
Okay.
I do have a question. How do we follow up from the, I can't remember her name, who presented?
There's Drina Sellers from OHR.
Thank you, Drina. Yes.
Yeah, I can, I can provide her contact information, or we can talk offline about that. Certainly, because, I don't know if she's in the audience tonight, but she does occasionally drop by the commission as well. Mm-hmm. I'll email you after our meeting. We can discuss.
Okay.
He's not in the audience tonight, Mr. McKnight. I'm using my IT skills here. Excellent. Okay. Events and activities updates. Ms. Johnson.
Thank you, Chair. This is mostly a review of what we told you about last month, but just as a reminder, the Lincoln District Historic Property Survey has wrapped up. And tomorrow night is our final public meeting to share the results and the findings of that project. It will be a virtual meeting on Zoom starting at 5:30 p.m. Number two, Tacoma Noir is a virtual fictional mystery based in actual Tacoma history. It's going on now. There will be 4 episodes, sort of podcast, old-fashioned radio episode style. This is an event that we actually did back in May of 2021 for Preservation Month, and it was very popular. So
award-winning.
So it has been rebooted for a part 2. Play along, listen in, try and solve the mystery, and we have some copies of the Maltese Falcon as prizes for, and we'll do a drawing of people who successfully solved the mystery. And you can find more information on social media at Pretty Gritty Tours or on Tacoma Culture, which is Tacoma Preservation social media. Number three, we mentioned Tacoma History Quest will be another contest following that. That'll be held in November, but that's going to be kind of a scavenger hunt with architectural clues, history clues around town. So look forward to that. And that's it.
Right. Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Any questions for events and activities? Hearing none. Following right along, what a wonderful hybrid meeting we're doing. Moving along to chair comments, item number 8 on the agenda. I'm going to ask Mr. McKnight, I believe that last week the Planning Commission met to discuss the historic district nomination. Just maybe a briefing for the commission.
Sure, yeah, and I'll keep it really brief since this is not on the agenda for tonight, but I just wanted to update the commission and let them know that the Planning Commission's meeting last week was intended to provide sort of guidance to staff in preparing their decision for the consideration of vote on November 2nd Planning Commission meeting. The indications right now is that there is not support for the district at the Planning Commission, certainly not enough to pass it on to City Council. So the expectation is that the vote for denying the district is probably what is going to occur. And so, there are a number of reasons. I think that these questions around the history associated with residential historic districts in the North End, not terribly well-defined legacy of redlining and what effect that had on certain areas of the city and what neighborhoods benefited from it. There's, I think, some pretty strong feelings in the commission that as currently formed, that the historic district may increase disparities and not decrease them at this point in time. So those are some of the issues that we're gonna be working through. Early guidance too, I don't know, there's no decision or anything like that, but there may be recommendations similar to what the Landmarks Commission had recommended in this package to the Planning Commission to conduct a review of policies relating to historic districts and the designation process and the relationship between Planning Commission and Landmarks Commission and so on. Having said all that, hopefully we've already talked about a policy review in 2024. And I think that there is going to need to be probably a little bit of a cooling off period before we get really into it on some of these issues, but that's where we're at right now. So November 2nd is the next planned action.
And will there be a decision package or something that goes along with the Planning Commission's decision?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I think I saw a hand up.
Oh, is there a hand up? Question. Oh, I do see. Yes, Commissioner Williams.
Apologies for not being here at the last few meetings. It's my schedule at the last minute change. But and you may have talked about this, and if you have, maybe Ruben, you can give me an update online. But I am getting questions about the Rust Mansion and the current status of that. So if you've discussed it already with the commission and I wasn't there, I'm happy to follow up with you outside of this meeting.
I'd be happy to discuss it with you directly. I can say that just for everybody that is not totally familiar with this, there were a number of concerns with non-permitted work that was occurring at the West Mansion. As I think many of us know, the house was in some sort of cosmetic decline for a number of years. There's a new owner who bought it not too long ago with the idea that she was going to rehab it and then sell it again. And unfortunately, her or her contractors, I'm not sure exactly how this worked out, but they didn't pull permits for it and they didn't seek historic approval or anything like that. So after a number of communications with the city back and forth, the permit was issued for the scope of work that was defined, based on what we were seeing. And really a lot of it was in-kind repair and cosmetic work, although there were significant numbers of elements. There's like column capitals, there's balusters, there's railings, and all sorts of things going on there. So there is a permit that's been issued. There's an administrative approval that was issued. Staff issued that a number of months ago, and there's a building permit that has been issued as well. But there also, continues, I think, to be concerned with activities there. So if anybody does hear of anything or has any questions, you can please feel free to email me about it and we'll follow up on it. We did actually drive by today since we're in town, and it seems to be looking better gradually. But at any rate, so yes, the work is ongoing and is very, very visible in one of the most prominent houses in the city. So obviously there's been quite a bit of talk about it.
Great. Is that good, Commissioner Williams?
Yeah, thanks. What about the missing elements that were removed? Do you know anything about that, Ruben? That was the question I specifically have been getting from community members.
So the as I understand it, the railing on top above the second story railing was removed to rebuild the posts and re-anchor those and reinstall it. And that was actually what ended up driving the building permit requirement for it. And so that's what the permit was issued for. So my understanding is that is being rebuilt and reinstalled. If there's things that have exceeded that scope of work or other things that are going on, I can certainly let our inspection team know about that as well.
So that wasn't discarded. It was just being reinstalled.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a lot of epoxy fill work to do on it.
Uh-huh.
And so so I think they pulled it off to do some rebuilding.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Great. Anything else? So we go to the order, Commissioner Helsenbacher. I feel the chair's comments this evening is a bit of a potpourri as we're in hybrid mode here. So yes, Commissioner
Helsenbacher. Just a follow-up to Commissioner Williams' question, would staff be reviewing the new railing that's going in to make sure that it matches what was there?
We certainly can. The historic approval is really in-kind repair and replacement. So obviously, I guess this goes without saying, and I think what you're saying is it should not be changed. There should not be a visual change with the outcome of this. And so so we can certainly look into that. I don't know what the inspection schedule is on right now, but we can certainly follow up on that.
Okay, great, thank you.
Any other commissioners? Everyone did the hybrid meeting, I guess. So the hybrid meeting worked for those online. Did everything get here, participate, feel good about the hybrid? Thumbs up, yep. Okay, perfect. I think this is the plan to, is that a high five, Commissioner Helsenbacher, comment?
I was just gonna say I could hear the public comment. It was just slightly quieter than the other two parts of the table. I could hear everything, just to clarify, but I don't know if there's a microphone on that side.
Our two ambient mics are on this side of the room. There's no mics on that side. It's just a change they recently did. So we can certainly, we know it's going to be a little quieter. If it becomes a problem, we can follow up with facilities and see if there's something we can do about that.
Okay.
These in place or they're not?
Yeah, they're oh. They're bolted to the table.
Oh, okay.
So the chairs of commissions don't take them.
It's in my pocket. Excellent. Okay. Well, I'm glad this worked. I feel like it worked in the room, although it's hard to remember what it used to be like. But yes, everything's here and we have name tags and everything here. It's fantastic. So, okay. Well, without that, if there's nothing else, oh, is there something in the chat? Thumbs up. Yes. Got to get that on the record. Excellent. Okay.
Thank you.
If there's nothing else, thank you, commissioners, for our first hybrid meeting ever at the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission, I believe, and I will adjourn it.
Thank you all.
Thank you.